Well, good morning. There's a story about three priests, and they were on their day off, and they decided to get on a boat, and they said, you know, one of them says, we never really get to put our hair down and just kind of relax. And he says, and kind of to give a heart-to-heart, he says, why don't we go around and each of us kind of share that one sin that we just can't shake. And the one says, okay, I'll go first. He says, I hate to admit this, but I have a gambling problem, and I've lost a few $100 already this month. And the next one says, well, gosh, I hate to say this, but it's the truth. I haven't paid my taxes in 5 years. And the third one says, well, my big sin is gossiping, and I can't wait to get off this boat. I share that joke. I think we all have some, maybe sin, maybe more than one, huh, that kind of clings to us. And that's what our second reading kind of talks about, is this reality that life is like a race, says the letter of Hebrews. And we run to heaven, run to the promised land, to life with Jesus forever. And we got to do two things, says that letter. Number one, we got to get rid of all this stuff that clings to us. Sin is one thing, of course, that clings, and maybe everybody has a favorite sin. And Jesus says, get rid of it. But what about the other things that we kind of collect along our lives, like resentments and grudges and bitternesses and angers and hurts and addictions? It's like this cloud. You remember that Peanuts comic strip and Pigpen? Pigpen, no matter where Pigpen goes, he's got a cloud of dust around him. And I think maybe we do accumulate this type of thing, this type of filth, around us in the course of our life. And our second reading is saying, in our race towards heaven, we got to get rid of it, those things. And we got to let Jesus get rid of that stuff. Only He can do it. It's kind of like Jesus is saying, look at all this stuff on your back. It's too heavy and you don't have to carry it anymore. Give it here. And we give it to Jesus, and then we can run all the better. It isn't easy to run a race when you got a big bunch of junk on your back. That hinders our progress. And what a beautiful image in our reading. So we got to get rid of this stuff. One way, of course, we do. And Jesus in our gospel, he says, like, I want to burn that away. I want to set you on fire. Remember, like in the sacraments, Jesus kind of burns the junk away. I heard confessions for 12 hours on Friday, and I only was without customers for maybe a total of 1 hour. And it was wonderful. In confession, Jesus burns that junk away. And we give it to Him and it's gone forever. And that's an awesome thing. But like all the sacraments and then in purgatory where whatever remains on, like that stuff is burned away. And we get to the promised land. It's the race that our reading talks about today. Come hell or high water, we do it. That's the second thing, is that we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And then no matter what happens, we're good to go. Our first reading, Jeremiah, his people put him into a pit of mud and they try to kill him. Why? Because he was doing what he had, his eyes on God, and he knew what he had to do, and he wasn't going to let anything get in the way, even the threat of death. He kept doing it. The martyrs didn't care. They just, our eyes are on Jesus, and no matter what, we run towards him. We get in a real bad spot when we take our eyes off of Jesus. And why is it important? It's important because when our eyes are on Jesus, then the love of God inspires everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we think, everything that we feel, everything that we become. Like when our eyes are on Jesus, God inspires everything. And when we take our eyes off of Jesus, then other stuff inspires what we think and do and say and feel and become. And that is not good. we keep our eyes on Jesus in order that we might reach the destination. And maybe people don't like it when we do that. Our gospel, Jesus says, look, you might make some enemies, huh? And maybe when you make a decision for Jesus, people don't talk to you anymore. A friend of mine in seminary, his parents did not go to his own ordination because their son had converted to the Catholic faith. They never agreed with it and whatever. But my friend, he knew that that's what my job is. That's what my life is. My eyes are on the finish line. I do whatever God tells me. Our eyes got to be fixed on Jesus. I was thinking about Sister Laura, who spoke, you know, before Mass, and all the religious of the world who do all that they do, all their missionary work, their apostolic works, are inspired by their eyes being on Jesus. And that's got to inspire everything. And when our eyes are on the Lord, it inspires everything we do, think, feel, say, and become. Let us ask the good Lord to bless us always, to help us to run this race well, to get rid of all the junk that's on us, give it to Jesus, and to keep our eyes fixed firmly on the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.